This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. A local official said the attackers are dead and there's been no gunfire in the past hour. He spoke on condition of anonymity. The official gave no information about the total number of casualties in the attack on the Hayat Hotel or how many al-Shabaab fighters had been killed. He added that the government would give a press briefing about the attack on Sunday morning. The hotel has been destroyed following a bombardment by security forces to eliminate the assailants who were holed up there, but the official said the building needed to be cleared of any explosives that may have been planted. Earlier, it was reported that the death toll from Friday's assault on the Hayat Hotel was at least 20, with more than 40 others reported injured. The Hayat is an upscale hotel. It was frequented by government officials and local elders, among others. The al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The government, however, has not responded. A Japanese chemical tanker ship has crashed into a cargo ship off the coast of Japan. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
No one was injured aboard the Japanese tanker Yoshinmaru, and all 14 Chinese crew members of the cargo ship Jinhai 99 also remained unharmed. The cause of the crash was under investigation as both ships were anchored in the area. The Chinese crew told the Coast Guard the tanker had suddenly veered towards them. Some oil leaked from the engine area of the cargo ship. No one was injured aboard the Japanese tanker Yoshinmaru, and all 14 Chinese crew members of the cargo ship Jinhai 99 also remained unharmed. The cause of the crash was under investigation as both ships were anchored in the area.
This is VOA News. Russia said Saturday that its air defenses shot down a drone in Crimea, the second such incident at the headquarters of its Black Sea Fleet in 3 weeks. Mikhail Razvozov, the governor of Sevastopol, said the drone that was shot down fell on the roof of the Russian fleet's headquarters but did not cause casualties or major damage. Earlier this month, explosions at a Russian airbase destroyed 9 Russian warplanes. And earlier this week, a Russian ammunition depot in Crimea was hit by an attack. Ukrainian authorities have not claimed responsibility for any of the attacks, but President Volodymyr Zelensky referred obliquely to them in his Saturday night video address. He said there was anticipation for next week's anniversary of Ukrainian independence from Soviet rule. There's a possible E. coli outbreak involving lettuce at some Wendy's fast food restaurants. AP correspondent Shelley Adler tells us more.
The fast food chain Wendy's says it's pulling lettuce from sandwiches in its restaurants in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania after people eating them there reported getting ill. The CDC is investigating the source of the E. coli outbreak that has sickened at least 37 people, checking if romaine lettuce is the source of the outbreak and whether romaine used at Wendy's was also served or sold at other businesses. The CDC says don't stop eating at Wendy's and don't stop eating romaine lettuce while they continue their investigation. I'm Shelley Adler.
At least 32 people were killed in southeast Turkey on Saturday when vehicles crashed into first responders who were attending earlier accidents. This according to local officials. 16 people, including emergency workers and journalists, died when a bus crashed into an earlier accident site. This according to regional governor Davut Gül from the southeastern province of Gaziantep. Another 20 people were wounded and received treatment. Separately, a truck hit a site some 250 kilometers east in Derik district of Mardin, where first responders were attending to another accident, according to video footage. Turkey's health minister said 16 people died, 29 others were injured as a result of the incident in Mardin, and he said 8 of the wounded were in critical condition. A federal judge has given the U.S. Justice Department 1 week to redact an affidavit used to justify the recent search of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence before the rest of the document could be made public. And once again, our top story, the French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended that 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. The death toll is still unclear. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.